Initially, the Spanish accumulation of wealth through precious metals came from pillaging the stores of gold among indigenous peoples of the New World. By the mid-16th century, however, the Spanish had managed to discover rich mines of silver in Mexico and southern Peru in what is now modern Bolivia, and the Spanish effort moved from confiscating precious metals to enslaving the local population and increasing numbers of imported African slaves to mine the precious metals directly. The strategy bore huge returns. When the mines at Potosi in Peru opened in 1545, the value of precious metals shipped to Spain quadrupled in just a few years. Overall, between 1503 and 1650, an estimated 16 million kilograms, over 35 million pounds of silver, and 185,000 kilograms, over 407,000 pounds of gold, entered the Spanish port of Seville, setting off an economic revolution in Spain. So that by the end of the first century of the Age of Discovery, by the late 1500s, American treasure made up some 25% of Spanish revenue. Besides gold and silver, there was also the trade boom generally referred to as the Columbian Exchange. While Europeans exported horses, cattle, and wheat to the New World, they imported potatoes, chocolate, corn, tomatoes, and tobacco back into Europe. This had the effect of transforming European diets and calorie intake for generations. Another major commodity was slaves. British entry into the slave trade began in 1562, and over the course of the next two centuries, some 2.5 million African slaves were shipped to the Americas to replace the local sources of labor from among the indigenous population that had been wiped out by epidemic disease. Historian J.S. Klein has estimated that of 18 million African slaves exported from 1500 to 1900, 11 million of them were shipped into the Atlantic economy. The other slaves were shipped into the Indian Ocean or across the Sahara to slave markets in the East. It should be obvious that this radical expansion in the infusion of wealth into Spanish and Portuguese coffers from the New World seriously threatened to upset the balance of power in Europe. This was all the more true because the Reformation had divided Europe along bitter religious and ideological boundaries, North versus South, Catholic versus Protestant. Such bitter rivalries led to state-sponsored piracy in which European governments, largely Protestant ones, authorized privateers to attack enemy shipping for the sake of the crown, but also for the right to keep part of the booty for themselves. Obviously, this rapid accumulation of Spanish wealth threatened the balance of power in Europe. During the next two centuries, Protestant states like England and the Netherlands, as well as Catholic France, who resented Spanish preeminence and intrigues, would try to gain a foothold in the West Indies in order to share in the vast wealth found there. These nations employed every possible means to obtain their objectives, especially in the form of officially sanctioned wars during which the Privateering Commission, the letters of marque, allowed privately owned ships to attack enemy vessels or, in peacetime, the letter of reprisal that could be used to attack ships of a former enemy in order to recover any commercial losses that had been incurred in an earlier war.